We're joined by the Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet High Performance Player of the Game, Luka Brajkovic. And Luka, a career day for you with 30 points. And again, as we talked not on air, hasn't been an easy one all year. You guys are getting the best shot from everybody.
As I told you, I don't remember the last time there was an easy game. But as you said, every single team wants to give us their best shot. And I love it, you know. We always got to be so focused, play so hard, and that's going to make us a championship team.
Now, we often think about players being in the zone on the perimeter, shooting threes. Now, you had a couple today, but there was no doubt in my mind today when you got it inside that you were about to dominate. Is there an interior zone, too, that you feel?
Yeah, there definitely is an interior zone. And honestly, I felt it, but then I missed the layup, and then I realized, I can't take it too easy. I was really shocked when I missed that. And, yeah, but I kind of felt really good today, except for that missed layup, and it can't continue like that.
So we talk about the first half and how well they were shooting. What was talked about at half? Coach joked with us that he read poetry to you guys in the locker room, which part of me believed with who he is. What did you guys talk about, you know, schematically in the game? What did you want to do right away in the second half?
I mean, I was really surprised. I thought he's going to be really mad, but he came in, smiled at us, and was like, you know, we took like a big shot. He always makes boxing references. He was like, we took a big shot, but we're not down. We're going to come back and beat him, and that's exactly what we did. So that's what I really like about Coach. He always stays so composed during halftime and timeouts because a lot of coaches, because we missed a lot of rebounds, obviously, 50-50 balls, they would have gone to the locker room and yelled at us, just like, cussed us out, but Coach was just really calm, looked at us and was like, we know what we have to do to win this game. I mean, we didn't play, we know we played bad, and we're going to play better in the second half, and that's exactly what we did.
Now, Foster Lawyer, one of three Wildcats in double figures. He had 16, but the play I want to point out is early on. He did a Superman impression to go get the basketball and keep a possession alive. How important at any game, but in a close game, plus you see your point guard go out and make a play like that.
I mean, honestly, those 50-50 balls are the most important thing. As you said, about how many points have we been by five?
Yeah.
I mean, you need every single possession. And if we get a ball like that, that's just so important. And that's just a big emphasis of what we do every single day. I mean, we literally like take up so much time in practice just to work on getting 50-50 balls. And still, we weren't perfect today. That just shows you how important those are.
And fellow big man, Sim Menenga, he was critical in the first part of that second half. He was getting opportunities. It seemed like he freed up a lot of other opportunities for the rest of the team.
Yeah, he freed up a lot for me too because he's a really good post player, and his presence inside, my man had to help, you know, because his man couldn't guard him, and then he gave me some passes, and I had some room to work with. So he's just a great teammate, and I love playing with him.
Well, Luka, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on another Davidson victory. Maybe we'll get an easy one at some point. As long as there are wins, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. They all count the same, even if we only won by five. That's just like our standard these days.
Thank you so much.
Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet, proud partner of Davidson Basketball. Visit them and ask for a friend and avid Davidson fan, Tommy Cross. You can find New Roads on Highway 16 south of Newton and online at earnhardtchevy.com.